Chairs Pierce, Parnell, and Chair Taylor. First matter we'll take up is the confirmation of Mr. Jeff Feldman. Jeff, I understand you're on the line.
I am. Nice to talk with you. Good afternoon to everybody there.
Yes, we are, and if you'd like to give us an opening statement, a brief one would be fine.
Well, thank you. I hadn't prepared any comments. I served one term on the Judicial Conduct Commission and was honored by my colleagues with a suggestion that I do this again. It's very important work, as everybody appreciates. The integrity of the judiciary is one of the most important things that we can do to ensure confidence to the public. I think the commission has done well in the last 4 years. Our backlog is relatively non-existent at this point. We're very current with the caseload, and the work is being processed fairly efficiently. And I've been, very honored for the opportunity to serve. And I would be similarly honored to have an opportunity to complete this term and try and handle the public's business as best as possible.
Yeah, Jeff, is there any way that we might be able to expand the Judicial Conduct Commission to take in conduct of the Attorney General's office?
Not without an amendment to the Constitution.
Well, some of us would like to see them reviewed a bit, I guess. I don't have any questions for you. I know who you are and what your background is, and for the committee's information, Mr. Feldman has been an attorney actively practicing in Anchorage, primarily a trial attorney who spends most of his time in court, so he spends most of his time in front of judges and has some understanding for the concerns we go through here, and I certainly commend him to you. Were there any questions? Mr. Feldman, thank you again for your dedication and your service, and we very much appreciate both your past service and your willingness to serve again, and thank you for taking the time to call in today.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. It's an honor, and good luck with the rest of the session.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. Senator Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move Mr. Feldman's name onto the full body for confirmation.
Is there any objection? There being no objection, Mr. Feldman's name is moved. House Bill 272. Jeff, are you here to give us a rundown?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jeff Logan. I'm a legislative assistant to Representative Joe Green, the sponsor of HB 272. Mr. Chairman, HB 272 allows the Commissioner of Corrections to designate that a criminal, serve a part of or the entire sentence by electronic monitoring. The bill establishes, or it adds to the crime of escape, removing, tampering, or disabling with their electric monitoring equipment, allows the commissioner to assign someone to serve under electronic monitoring. It specifically does not allow a person who is being imprisoned for a crime involving domestic violence to be eligible for electronic monitoring. The bill is supported by the, so far anyway, legislative, executive, and judicial branches. All three have worked on it. And, be glad to answer any questions.
I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions?
Mr.
Yes,
Chairman,
Senator Miller?
What kind of folks are we talking about here? You said all of the sentence. What kind of crimes are we talking about? I certainly don't want some crimes need jail time.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Miller, that was a large part of the testimony throughout the hearing process. Is we don't want people who could get out and hurt someone to be wearing a bracelet and have the ability to do that. It could be white-collar crimes we're thinking of, environmental crimes in some cases. It could be an offender who has served part of their sentence in a facility. They look like they're being rehabilitated. The commissioner can say you can serve the last 6 months wearing the bracelet, those types. But that concern has been expressed throughout the process that we don't have a Willie Horton type case.
Yes, Senator Parnell?
Anybody else wish to testify?
Does anybody wish to testify on the bill?
Yeah. Move the bill.
I wasn't ready today. I'll move it.
Okay.
Okey-doke, that's about all we've got, I guess. The only amendment that we were looking at this point was on line one. Delete the words, quote, "to allow a prisoner."
I think he just...
We're just kidding with you, Jeff. We have had 406 before us for some period of time, and we have worked on several different drafts that have been circulated and we've talked with folks about, but at this point we don't have a consensus yet developed on those. And as a consequence, I think it's appropriate in light of the time constraints that we're under that we move the bill on to the Resources Committee and see if Resources is willing to take up some further work on it at this point.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Miller.
I'd like to move House Bill 406 out of committee with limited recommendation.
Is there any objection? There being no objection, House Bill 406 moves from committee with individual recommendations. Anything else you guys would like to do today?
No, thanks.
272, we're still awaiting the arrival of 375. It's currently being debated and voted on the House floor, so if there's anybody interested in that online or here in the audience, which we fast lost, we'll be awaiting that one and we'll take it up tomorrow. If there's nothing further, we're adjourned.